KMFM 99.5, Max, Shannon, Porkchop, and joining us now, Zach Sebaugh from The Voice.
Yes.
Zach, how you doing?
Good. How's everybody doing?
Doing good.
It sounds like we woke you this morning. How you digging these radio tours?
It's definitely fun. I've never been on a radio show. Pork chop, that's new.
Well, you know. First time for everything, buddy.
It had to happen sooner or later. We'll just get it out of the way for you this morning.
So, he's a big fan.
How's it like being on Team Blake?
Oh, it's awesome. It's definitely so surreal even now. Great opportunity.
So how long ago was everything taped? Was this like last May, what we're watching now? When was it taped?
It was filmed a few months prior to them airing. So that's what I can say in a nutshell.
You don't remember the month you went on national television for the first time?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say they've asked him not to say that.
But we all know that it's taped because they tape it while the other ones go. Yeah. Okay, well, what's it like, the response you get from everybody when they look at you and say, wait, hold on a second, you're only 16?
Yeah, it's definitely, I guess the word I can use is flattering. To be on the show at such a young age, it's really cool because being a younger contestant, it allows me, you know, I can look up to the older contestants who had a lot of experience in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really cool. And then just getting the response from all the fans and people back at home, you know, just a lot of support, and it's really cool.
It was very funny, Blake's response, when it went along with the audience response, when he had to reiterate that you were just 16, and he's all, what's wrong with you, ladies? Stop it!
Yeah, it was funny.
And he was tweeting about it.
Shannon was one of those ladies, by the way, in case you're wondering, Zach. She was all over Twitter going, he's only 16 years old.
Who's that kid? Oh, my gosh. What was it like, your battle round? I mean, how did you feel?
Going into my battle round, you know, Blake gave us a very challenging song for me, I think. And Tyler, you know, he just felt so comfortable with the song. So it was a little bit intimidating, but at the same time, getting to work with Tyler, you know, he taught me a lot as far as, you know, changing the song up and adding a few nicks here and there to do throughout the song. And it just challenged me to, you know, just rise above and do the best that I could do on that song. And I'd rather be given a challenging song than something that I'm familiar with, just because it you know, adds a little bit to the excitement.
Mm-hmm. So when is your next, do you do more than one battle round? How does it work? Does it go two battle rounds, or what's the next round called?
The next round that I'll be part of is called the knockout round.
The knockout
round.
So,
okay.
You know, I'll still be put against somebody on Team Blake, but this time we sing two separate songs. So it's a different layout, but a winner's chosen at the end, so.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you allowed to tell us what your song is?
No, I'm not. You have to wait.
Well, just tell Blake that we love him.
Alrighty.
All right, Zach.
He'll know that name.
All right, Zach. I appreciate your time here this morning. Since you can't tell us anything, we're going to let you go.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.